The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right.
Read his word.
To another edition of What's Right, What's Left. Are we there? That's okay. All right, folks, there you go. That was my fault, okay? I decided, you know, to try to sing and open up at the same time. And has Andy pulling his hair out there. And so now what we're going to do is I'm going to say this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And what we're going to do is play this song, Can't You Feel the Kingdom Coming? Because that's the title of the message. And if you listen to it, it's got to do everything to do with what we're doing here, the days that we're living in, as we are standing and fighting back. Now, let me just say this. Every now and then somebody says to me, you know, Pastor, you know, why can't you be like some of those other preachers? Well, actually, they don't say it to me. Usually I get it in a letter or something from someone who don't have the courage to do what we do here. And just preach the Bible, and I praise the good Lord for everyone who preaches the truth. A lot of these preachers that they won't preach against abortion, they won't preach against sodomy. They say no sense in being controversial. Just preach the love, and that's well. The problem is that's not what God's Word, the Bible, says. And the truth is they don't do because they don't have the courage to do it, and lack of courage comes from a real, true lack of faith. If they'll compromise there, they'll compromise other places. And like it says in Isaiah 56:10, they're like dumb dogs and too afraid to bark. But again, at the same time, I praise the good Lord for all of the gospel that's being preached, any of them that do preach the pure truth of the God's Word. Now, after saying all that, we want to say, yonder in the back room, we have none other than Randy and Eric in the boiler room. We have none other than, as far as our producer, the mighty Andrew.
That's right.
And we have here little Lisa waiting to say hello.
Good evening, everyone.
There she goes. And now, way out yonder in the dusty trail, we have the Parson Joe Larson.
The highly unpaid professional assistant is here, ready to go to work this pledge week.
And boy, do we have a lot to do. By the way, that number, folks, before we go, is 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, also 888-677-9673. We came up 2,000 short last night, and we are doers of the word, and even though we work at this hard, we're going to lead an example. Andy put Doers of the Word Church down for 1,000. That's going to make up for one half of what we didn't get yesterday. And so, anyhow, and with that, take her away.
Can I do a praise?
Read his words. Heed his signs. Can't you see these are the times? Earthquakes, famines, and pestilence are all on the rise. way that he foretold. With all these things now happening before our eyes, can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. When he comes in the clouds, each and every knee shall bow, every ear shall hear him, shall see. His trump will sound, his fire will flash, as lightning shines from east to west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun, with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Our Savior and Deliverer and Redeemer, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, El Shaddai, Yahshua, hallelujah. Can't you feel the kingdom coming? Can't you sense a new day dawning, rising like the morning sun, with healing in his wings? Rid up your minds to be believing, prepare your hearts to be receiving the soon to be returning Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and Lord of
Alrighty, we are back. And Joe, you were trying to say something just before we went
there. I was going to start the show with a praise report. We had asked for prayer twice for Domic St. John. The first time she was a nurse, a middle-aged nurse, having horrible vomiting and all kinds of problems they couldn't figure out. I mean, she was vomiting for hours on end without stopping. They could not do anything to help her, and then her kidneys shut down, and we asked for prayer. Well, they got her on dialysis, and the vomiting, this horrible severe vomiting had been going on for weeks, has stopped, and her kidneys have come back and are functioning about halfway, and there is hope that she will continue to recover. And I just want you to just thank you for all those who prayed with us, but keep her in your prayers. She's still extremely ill, extremely weak. It was amazing that she didn't die through all this. And she is slowly getting better, so keep her in prayer. But compared to where she was, doctors are saying it's a miracle.
All right, very good. All right, we want to say, well, here's some good news, too, here. Donna in Cleveland pledges 400, and Shirley in Little Rock pledges 100. So right now, for tonight, we're only 4,500 short of our goal. 4,500 short of our goal for tonight, folks. So anyhow, the numbers are 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673, 888 877-973. Now, I'm going to ask the folks to pray for us out there, too, to pray with us and for us and them, because, you know, well, you just heard in that song that he was singing about the different things, the earthquakes and all that, but the plagues. And there's been a lot happening, and I'm hearing more and more from different people. There's something that's much worse than it's not a regular allergies that people have. I'm hearing from people out there. I know it hit me hard, but a lot of people, and you know, the Bible tells you over in Deuteronomy 28 that in the end times there's going to be plagues that aren't mentioned in this book.
Right.
And I know that the opposition out there, I know that the Democrats want to bring in something, if they can, before November, to try to stop the election. They've got backup plan after backup plan trying to stop the election. So we need to get the people out there to help us. Look, folks, God hears prayer. Now, if in fact those of us that have been standing out there have been fighting this battle, had we not been doing that, like it tells you in 2 Thessalonians, once we're taken out and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit is taken out, then all hell is going to break loose. It's going to be like a Democratic Party convention. It's going to get really nasty out there, and it's not good now, but it's really going to get bad. But until then, we are to fight against. We are to resist this evil. We are to resist tyranny with every ounce of blood that we have, and we are not to give up any ground. So. We need to petition the Lord. All of you out there, pray for us, and then in yourself too. And just join me in this prayer. Join with me in this prayer as we get started. There's power in prayer for you, but you got to believe. You got to believe it. So, Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we come before you, Lord, we know that you told us that there's power. There's power in prayer, that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And we know right now, we're living in a time, you told us, I mean, you made a very clear time of sorrows. We're seeing in the wickedness, the things that's happening, things that we just couldn't imagine that we'd ever come to this point. The ungodliness, the uncleanness that was happening, what they want to do with the children and how they want to force surgeries on the young children. Now, Biden wants hospitals and that to pay for sex change surgery, and they want to keep babies, be able to sell their babies into, you know, up to 28, 29, 30 days after they're born, so that they can be dissected and taken apart and their body parts sold. Lord, this is how wicked that entire Democratic Communist Party is. There's nothing. And Lord, I heard Nancy Pelosi talking about, now this is terrible, when there's not enough food for the babies. That wicked old woman, she is wicked to the bone, Lord. So my prayer, Father God, Lord, is first of all for your people. Lord, give us health. Lord, help us to overcome all of these things that they're bringing against us. And we know that they're coming from every direction. Give us strength and give us a courage like we've never had before. Let us realize, Lord, that when we leave this world, we want to hear from you, well done, my good and faithful servant. And Father God, I ask that you remove Joe Biden. I ask that you remove Nancy Pelosi. Lord, they've had time and time and time. And I know you said we're to pray. Well, we have prayed for them for their repentance. We prayed for their repentance for a long, long time. But they refuse to repent. The wicked are becoming more wicked, and the righteous are becoming more righteous. And so, Lord, Father God, you know, if they won't repent, remove them before they can harm any more innocent people, any more innocent babies, Lord. And remove those wicked people. Chucky Schumer is another one. And Lord, are we to pray this to that court that calls itself supreme? Lord, there's only two there, two of those judges that I think have the courage to stand and not be intimidated by the terrorists, by the Democrats. And Lord, the others, I don't have any faith at all in them. But Lord, I just would pray that you instill within those others, Lord, that you instill within them that if they betray you and us, that they need to fear you a whole lot more than they need to fear Antifa or burn, loot, and murder. All of these things. And I ask that you bless every one of those people out there listening to us out there tonight, Father God. Bless them. Hedge them around about their families. Lord, good people wanting to raise their children in the admonition of the Lord, wanting to return America back to one nation under God the way you gave it to us. I ask that you bless each and every one, those that have helped us, and you bless them in abundance as they blessed us with their support. So all of these things we ask in the name of the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you prayed that prayer with me. And so here, we want to say, let me see, Kathy in Ohio pledges 25. Thank you, Kathy. Joe, start in 2 Timothy chapter 3. I read verses 1 through 9.
This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was.
All right, so this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Now, it's different here than it was what you read yesterday in 1 Timothy 4. It says in later the end times or later days. And the only place that it says the last days is right here. Now, the last days is very specific. It's the final days of the sixth dispensation period.
The last days of the church age.
Right, so when you're seeing these things, when you're seeing this, these kind of personalities and traits in people, know you're there. Well, do we see men that are lovers of themselves? Do we see a lot of narcissists out there today?
Oh, that's everywhere you look.
Okay, what about covetous? What about those that would like to get other people's money?
There's a world full of them. The rich, they all want to be rich, but they want to do it without having to work for it, earn it, or, you know, invent something, make something. They want to take from someone to become rich.
Okay, what about blasphemers? Do we have people? You had Bill Maher, remember?
Blaspheming God, yes.
I notice he doesn't seem to be doing it as much as he used to.
No.
What about George Soros?
Well, he's calling himself a god. That's about as much of a blasphemer as you can get.
Well, Barack Obama said Jesus is a savior, but he's only one of many saviors.
Yeah.
And Barack Obama, remember what he says, I am the one, remember?
I am the one you've been waiting for. I am the one I've been waiting for.
Okay, so he goes on to say, disobedience to parents, unthankful. What about these athletes, these young athletes that make millions of dollars and they take a knee and they're unthankful. They're living in the country that gave them that opportunity. But they're overprivileged. They're overpaid. They're ungrateful. They're unthankful and they're despicable. And they really need to repent of that because they were blessed. And I'm going to tell you, God's watching. And you out there, all of those you that took the knee and this and that, It's in your face. You know, those people, for all of us that served in the military, and for all of those that lost people fighting for their rights, for you little punky boys to do that. You know, I'm going to tell you, you need to repent of that. You really do need to repent of that. You need to be ashamed that you did that and go out and try to encourage other young people to have respect and to have some honor, a little bit of honor and integrity.
But because free only because men better than they went out, fought, died, bled, and were, you know, disabled, killed, and suffered for their freedom.
That's right. And you poor little rich boys, you don't deserve a minute of it. Now, what about, he goes on to say, what about without natural affection?
We have the sodomites, and now they're trying to tell the little children that the little boys can be little girls, and the little girls can be little boys, and you can be asexual, bisexual. They've got 30 different words that I can't remember. It's insanity. That's child abuse, but they're getting away from man, woman, becoming one in marriage, becoming one forever in the image of God. It's Antichrist all over.
Okay, now, everything we're reading here describes perfectly. I mean, you couldn't have wrote this any better if it was written today. And this was written 2,000 years ago.
Right.
And what this subscribes to is the absolute perfect accuracy of the Bible. The absolute perfect accuracy of the Bible. And so here we're seeing, it shows you, and folks, that's the whole point, is to understand how close we could be coming to the Lord's return. Without natural affection, when they want to allow babies to be born and grow for a whole month before they sell them to use them to harvest all their body parts, I'm going to tell you, you can't get any more without natural affection than that. That is unbelievable, how the wickedness. Now, so he goes on talking about incontinent, those that have lost the ability to recognize right from wrong. Okay,
right. Which is a great deal of people out there.
Fierce despisers of those that are good.
They hate any Christian. They hate anyone who has morals, who stands up, and they think that everybody should be indulging in their sin.
Okay, he goes on to say, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Boy, if that's not the case.
But you look at the world, the Hollywood, everything is lifestyles of the rich and famous, and everybody's wanting the yachts and the mansions and the parties and the drugs and the popularity. You go on the different websites and how many likes and how many friends you have, and it's all a big fake world. It's not real.
Joe, when it comes down to this here, you know, open marriages today, open marriages is becoming, in other words, just sleeping with it. In other words, saying, well, you know what, we're Christian. There's actually out there churches now that claim to be Christian churches that allow open marriages.
Well, they're not Christian churches, and it's not really a marriage. It's just a tax break for being able to file jointly, and it's a profession of something. So right there, you see, it's an illusion, right?
He's talking about, for this sort are they which creep into houses, referring to church houses, and he's talking about especially these pastors.
These
prosperity preachers that lead captive silly women laden with sins. You say, why would it say it's just silly women? If you ever watched Joel Osteen or these, about 70 to 80% of the people in those are women. They're women. Okay,
many of them are made up to the hilt. And
for this sort, they creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sin, led away with diverse lust, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Because they've
preached the gospel. He never preaches about sin. He never says repent. You know, the wages of sin are death. Those words never come out of his mouth. So they never repent and turn from their sinful ways.
Nope. Now, as Janus and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, that's right, reprobate concerning the faith. They shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs was also. It means God's keeping a pretty close record, isn't he?
Right.
And it's, there's
every sin they're doing, everything they're doing, and they will be held to account.
He's going to hold them accountable. All right, we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more.
None are so hopelessly enslaved as those who falsely believe they are free. The truth has been kept from the depths of their minds by masters who rule them with lies. They feed them on falsehood till wrong looks like right in their eyes. For all of those with eyes that can see, whose spirits are quickened by words they can hear, the truth is alive and he lived as a life was a gift to this world. And if he has called you, this mystery will soon be revealed, and it will set you free. The truth will set you free, just like he set me free. Lost sheep wandering in this world, who grope through the darkness, who stumble and fall, your shepherd is searching, he's calling your name, he's seeking you out night and day. And if you should hear his sweet voice, let him guide you. Because he is the way. Yes, Jesus is the way. He is the only way. Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, whose grace is so wondrously free, came from the Father and laid and pray they'll see the day, who patiently wait for his kingdom to come. Your sins have been cleansed by the blood of a man whose death on the cross paid the price. There's only one name and it's only through his sacrifice that we obtain his life, because he is the life. The name is Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, whose grace is so wondrously free. And the
Because let me tell you something. I know a lot of you out there, you're kind of worn down. Yeah, I hear from people saying, oh, when's the Lord coming back? We can't. And let me tell you, a lot of times you think, how much worse could it get? Well, it can get a lot worse right now. Biden will do everything he can, and the Democrats, they will make it to where we have, you can't afford to leave your house. You can't afford the gas. And so, again, as we've been advising you here, but remember, always remember this. All of these things are a sign of the Lord's soon return. What we just read here are exactly, it's very precise, written 2,000 years ago, but God's Word, the Bible, is extremely precise. And he's showing you that he will come back. So keep your eyes on the prize. Remember this. And even if times get hard and you feel like you can barely make it through, God knows. He knows what you're going through. He wants you to call upon him. He wants you to pray with him. And remember, he is going to make all of those accountable. And you want to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. Now, we're going to give you a little warning here coming up, because what's going to happen here in the near future is a part, just again, going back to a part of this Antichrist world system, they're going to try to change the currency. Your dollars will be worth nothing. So you have to, and when is this happening? It could happen right away. It might not be for a year. But you need to think about converting those paper dollars, any excess paper dollars you have, maybe for food, maybe for other things that you need, equipment to survive as you're looking for the Lord's return. And so, Andy, go ahead and play that clip. Go ahead. We're going to play. Listen to this. It's a 10-minute clip first.
Now, I was interviewing Andy Shechtman a few hours ago. And remember, he's the CEO for Miles Franklin, which is also a gold and silver, you know, precious metals retailer in North America. And, you know, they work with Liberty and Finance, Dunnigan and Elijah there, who are, what's the official term? They are, I think, distributors with Miles Franklin, or no, maybe that's not the right term. They're representatives of Miles Franklin, I guess would be the way to describe it. Anyway, Andy Shechtman said something a few weeks ago that really resonated with me, and it kind of set off a warning bell in my head. And I gave him credit when I mentioned this the first time, and it was the idea, and by the way, he said something else today that I'll share with you, but what he said a couple of weeks ago was the idea that the BRICS nations were working on rolling out a digital currency to dethrone the petrodollar, which would immediately, you know, end the dollar domination status, the global reserve currency status of the dollar, because the BRICS nations, that's BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and there would be other nations involved in this as well, they would back their digital currency with commodities. So Russia would back it probably with energy or oil or coal or aluminum. China would back it with maybe gold, silver. You know, India might back it with gold and silver, or maybe wheat commodities or something like that. But this would be a kind of collection of commodities that would be backing this digital currency. And if these countries announce this all of a sudden, and they announce that exporters of oil, specifically Saudi Arabia and Nigeria, are now recognizing this digital currency as a form of payment for oil, then the dollar would be dethroned instantly. I mean instantly. It would be over for the dollar. The dollar would plummet in value, even relative to other currencies, literally overnight. The dollar would go the way of that Terra Luna cryptocurrency, the stablecoin that went from something like $120 down to zero, and is now worth zero, apparently, or very, very close to zero. That's what would happen to the dollar, or something approaching that. And it would happen basically overnight. So when Shechtman mentioned that, I started thinking, you know, he's right. Because look at what Russia has been doing with demanding payment in rubles in order to support commodities, which means that its ruble is, in a way, indirectly pegged to commodities, because you can always exchange rubles for oil or gas or other exports from Russia, probably wheat. Russia's going to have a bumper wheat crop this year, while other countries are having droughts and floods. You know, wheat crops are destroyed in China and in South America, and in India's blocked all exports or most exports of their wheat products as well. So we are moving into a world of commodities-backed currencies. The U.S. currency, the dollar, is backed by nothing, nothing. And what's the value of a currency that's backed by nothing? Eventually, it all goes to zero, folks. It all goes to zero. And Egon von Greyers at Gold Switzerland, he talks about this repeatedly, and he's exactly right. All the currencies that are backed by nothing, they all go to zero. And this is happening right now at an accelerated rate around the world. So what Scheckman mentioned in the interview today is that after this global reset, this global currency collapse, nobody is going to trust currencies that aren't backed by something. Nobody's going to jump in and want to purchase a dollar or any fiat currency that isn't tied to something real, such as commodities or gold or food or energy or something. So the faith in the dollar can collapse overnight. That faith would then be transferred to whatever global option is being presented that is backed by something that's real, because people will realize they got burned bad by the dollar and the euro, by the way, and the yen, and they don't want to get burned again. So they're going to jump into something that's backed by real things. And it's also worth noting, and Scheckman pointed this out as well, that only about roughly 1 billion people make up the Western world. You know, you're talking 330 million in the U.S., and then, you know, you consider the population of the U.K. and Germany and so on, Western Europe. It's only about 1 billion people. Well, the population of the world is 8 billion people. We're very close to it. So that means 7/8 of the world's population doesn't need the West, doesn't need the dollar. 7/8 of the world can trade with each other. India, China, just those two countries right there is, what is that, like 3 billion people almost, something like that? It's a lot of people. It's like India's 1.4 billion people. And then, you know, you have Russia, you have the Middle East, you have Central and South America and so on, and Southeast Asia, on and on. 7/8 of the world is not the West. 7/8 of the world doesn't need the dollar. So they don't need America. And it's an incredible feat that America has pulled off this global dollar dominance for so long, since the Bretton Woods Agreement in the 1970s, I believe, where Saudi Arabia agreed to sell oil only in dollars, as long as the American government protected the heinous crimes against humanity carried out by the Saudi regime against its own dissenting political figures. You know, the Saudis, you know, they assassinate and torture people. You know that, right? And the U.S. agreed to look the other way on that, because Saudi was protecting the dominant dollar status, the petrodollar. Well, those days are coming to an end rapidly. And so the dollar will not have global dominance. There won't be an ability of the U.S. to keep printing money and just flushing debt all over the world in exchange for material goods, such as commodities or consumer products or electronics or anything like that. The dollar is about to become worthless overnight. Now, the thing that hit me today about that, again, during the interview with Scheckman, is that it's not the Fed that's going to destroy the dollar. It's not even the money printing that's going to destroy the dollar, even though the money printing, if allowed to continue long enough, it would destroy the dollar. But we're not even going to make it that far, because the dollar is going to be destroyed by the oil producing countries rejecting the dollar domination status. That's what's going to destroy the dollar. It doesn't require money printing. In effect, you could say OPEC can destroy the dollar. Its Saudi Arabia, it's Nigeria, it's Russia, it's even, you know, Venezuela, for that matter, if they ever get their act together. The oil producing and oil exporting countries, if they simply announce overnight that, hey, we'll take all your currencies. Yeah, we'll take your gold, we'll take your rubles, we'll take your euros, we'll take your rupees, we'll take anything. It doesn't have to be dollars. Then from that day forward, the dollar's done. And it doesn't require more money printing. The dollar loses value on the global stage overnight. And understand that this process has already begun, because Saudis are negotiating selling oil to China in exchange for bonds, Chinese bonds that can be traded in for physical gold. Think about that. So if you're the Saudis, why wouldn't you want to sell oil for a currency that you can trade for gold? Or you could just keep taking dollars that are worthless, that are backed by nothing, you see? So, I mean, what choice are you going to make? You're going to take the gold-backed currency, right? Because you're not crazy. And no matter how much political pressure is put on the Saudis, at some point, you know, the Saudis are going to say, hey, we take the gold. We sell you oil, we take gold. Just like Russia has said, you want the gas, you pay in rubles. And guess what? 20 European countries are now paying in rubles. Otherwise, you get no gas and your economy collapses. I mean, this is inevitable. It's obvious. And by the way, this all is encompassed in the code name Sandman that I mentioned many, many months ago.
All righty. This is why we're here, to tell you what we're bringing you, what you will not hear on NBC, ABC, CBS. They're all a part of this whole, you know, and you wonder, why would people, they live here in this country, those talking heads that you look in that camera and they're bringing you disinformation. They will not warn you about these things because, again, their loyalty is not to you, not to the people out there, but to those that are signing their paychecks and their they're contracted to hold to what they call the narrative, which whatever lie that they're told to tell, and folks, you can trust them to betray you, like you can most of society out there today, big corporations out there, the woke corporations. This is why we're needed. This is, see, I've been doing this a long time, and there's a lot of things I could be doing. Joe and I, we could go out and, we could ride off into the sunset and spend the rest of our years, whatever they would be, but that's not what God's called us to do, and God has called us to warn the people and to stand fast and to look for his return. So that's why.
Let me add to that, if I can. In all the years Pastor Ernie's been on the radio, which is nearing 50, he has never taken any money for the radio ministry. And all those who have worked with him, and myself included, have never taken any money for the ministry. We are serving the Lord. We are laying up our crowns and treasures in heaven, working for our retirement plan. We joke about it, our retirement plan's out of this world. But he made a great point. We're both old, we're tired, we're not making any money, we're not getting famous, and we've got families, children, grandchildren we'd love to spend more time with. We both not in the best of health. And here we are working harder than most people that do on a daily basis. And we're doing it because God called us to be the watchman on the wall. He called me to come work with Pastor Ernie many years ago. And so we're not here for ourselves. We're here giving this warning. And I'm looking at something, a web news info.
Joe, let me jump in for a minute because the phones have not been ringing. And folks, I want to say Marcus in New York pledged 200. Betty from Michigan pledges 100. Christine in Colorado pledges 300. Right now, we are $2,900 short of our goal, $2,900 short. So we need to hear from you. out there right away. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We're here to try to warn you about what's coming. And folks, keep your eyes on the prize. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Okay. Go ahead, Amen. Joe.
I'm looking where people get their information. Newspapers are almost gone, and most people get their news from the World Wide Web. Well, in the first 10 big places that have web news, Fox News is the only thing that comes anywhere close, and Fox News has not been doing a very good job lately. Out of the top 24 sites where people go to get their news, clear down at the bottom is Newsmax. Almost at the bottom, Zero Hedge sometimes gets it right. Basically, there's two or three out of 24 that you can get decent information, and even those sites are not telling you the kind of thing that Pastor Ernie and I do, where we show God's Word, what God has to say about all these things. These are purely secular, and they avoid, you know, any topic with religion, and yet God is the great lawgiver who made the laws. So you look at these figures and the millions of listeners here and readers here, there are very few sources out there where you're going to get the gospel truth. And that's why we're here. We ask, you know, for this partnership. We're doing the work. We need your support to pay the bills. And we can only stay on the radio stations that we can pay the airtime bill. And some of the stations have not been, they're not even close to self-supporting, and we are going to have to go off a lot of stations if the people don't respond. It's not putting money in our pocket. It's not helping us. We're not trying to get rich and famous. But every station that we lose, we never get back. And that's one more group of people that will not hear the real truth.
Well, you know, Joe, I got to jump in because we really have to keep things moving here.
Yeah.
Again, let me give you that phone number. It's 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. A lot of the people out there don't know how close we came on some of those stations to go off. And you know, here's the thing. On some of them, I would have said, you know, look, you know, apparently they're not interested in us. But in just about every single case there's a few people, sometimes only one or two people and listening in that station that go out and they go out of their way to support us. I mean, they really do. And you can't, you know, they put their trust in you. And so that's why we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross for those people. But by God's grace, and it's been by God's grace, we've stayed on those stations. And folks, believe me, the enemy takes notice of this. They want us off the air in the worst way. Everything that they're doing, we're exposing and we're telling you about. There's a lot of people that are alive today. They're alive because they didn't take the poisonous shot. They didn't take the kill shot because they listened to us here on this radio program. There's a lot of people today that if they die, they know for certain they can go to heaven because they said the sinner's prayer. They heard what we had to say about God's word, the Bible, and they're listening. And so there's a lot of reasons we could go on for a long time, But again, one week out of the month, 1 week out of the month. And by the way, that leaves us tonight. We have approximately 5 hours of airtime left. 5 hours of airtime left to raise enough money to stay on. And believe me, you don't know how expensive airtime is. And so we have approximately 5 hours of airtime left to raise enough money. And Joe, I had told you when we started out here that we needed to raise by the middle of next month $66,554. But right now, Joe, by well, we what we were on target for to raise by the time by the end of this month, which I don't think it's possible. With God, all things are possible. But we needed to raise by the end of this month $48,075. So now that doesn't mean we'll go off any stations if we don't raise that. But we must have by this time next month.
By the 15th of June.
Yeah, 66,000, or there are, we are in danger.
And we have, once we've lost a station, we've never gotten one back, have we?
Not that I can remember, uh-uh. Nope.
I don't think of one. I've got something I want to bring up. Ask the people for their help. You're going to need to make some phone calls. Dr. Peter Bregan is a world-famous reformer in the field of psychiatry, and he is spotlighting the Biden administration's stealth move to give the World Health Organization, you know, the WHO, power to declare health emergencies in the United States. And he contends that we're effectively ceding our sovereignty to the Communist Party government in Beijing. And he's done a big 70-minute video interview with World News Daily. And he's been warning about this happening. And he's pointing out that the director general of WHO was, you know, collaborated with Beijing in covering up the origins of the pandemic and, you know, talking about how the virus wasn't dangerous and all that. And the United States is the only power, really, that's standing in the way of this globalist movement. And this man is coming out, and he and his wife said God has called them for a time like this, and God wants them to join the freedom fight for America. And as he's been speaking out, he's been calling congressmen and he's been calling the state attorney generals, and he said, I'm hoping the attorney generals will see the threats to their states' rights and will help fight this fight. So those are the people we need to be calling, your state attorney general.
Yeah, Joe, you know what? We're right up against a hard break, so you'll have to pick this up on the other side. Be back after this one more.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.